Sutra.
Era o mesmo, né? Que era o Pono Sutra. Okay, good morning everyone. Is everybody healthy and happy?
In that order, I wouldn't be here if I was.
That's good. If we're a little bit unhappy, that's good, then we'll be encouraged to practice.
大家都健康快乐吗?
No response. Anybody catch a cold?
有没有人现在感冒当中?
No? Well, good. At least you're healthy. That's good. I caught a cold, so I have a lot of tools with me today. I have tissues, cough drops, water. So.
看起来大家都健康，那很好。 我现在有点感冒，所以我带了一些很多的工具帮助我，又是水啊，又是那个止咳片。So
just apologize in advance for coughing a lot, and there's a lot of breaks and pauses. That'll give you some time to think and absorb.
事先先向大家抱歉，说声抱歉，因为在演讲的当中呢。 因为咳嗽，所以会打断我的演讲。不过正好这个时候呢，也是给大家一个机会想想，我刚刚所讲的，所以也不见得是一个坏事。So
the topic of today's Dharma talk, how many people know the topic of today's Dharma talk? You know what it's going to be about? Okay, Sean. Well, the topic is it's called desires versus vows, and then how to find direction in life.
大家知道今天演讲的题目是什么？ 知道的举手。 不知道。 今天演讲的题目是欲望与愿望。
And why did I choose this topic? And I wonder if just upon hearing this topic, I don't see as many people here as last time, but I wonder if this kind of topic would generate a kind of fear within us, when we have to start to talk about desire. And that word itself, if we say desire, you know, does it generate a kind of reaction within us, a kind of fear, or possibly an unwillingness to actually look into ourselves and see, you know, do we have desire?
从参加的人数来看，比上次我演讲的人数要少了一些。 我再反省一下，是不是这个题目呢，我选择的这个题目会引起大家一种恐惧。当我们谈到欲望的时候呢，是不是有一种对我们自己所对生活中产生的一些欲望啊，有一种恐惧，不想去面对它的这种心理。
And actually, this question was posed by a practitioner who asked, I think it's an excellent question, which is that Buddhism talks about suffering as being the place where we start in recognizing that in our lives we experience suffering, and that with suffering, you may have seen within your readings of Buddhism that the cause of suffering is desire. Have you encountered that phrase?
Actually, today's talk topic is I heard a meditator he proposed a question after made me think about this topic.他的问题就是说，佛法讲苦，那我们离苦得乐的方法就要把这个我们的对我们的欲望啊，这个欲望是跟苦有相连的。那也就是说，当我们要想办法离苦的话，是不是对我们自己本身这个欲望，我们？要有更深入的一些认知修行，所以是因为这个修行者所提出的一个问题，所以让我想到要讲这个讲题。
Because I think many of us may have a similar question that if we have no desire, really no desire at all, then what's our motivation to live?What's our motivation to live? What's our motivation to work? What's our motivation to maintain the relationships that we have with people? It seems that this desire being the cause of suffering, and does that mean we have to just end all desire? And then when we end all desire, what happens after that? What am I left with after that? And we may have this question,And again, recently I have encountered a lot of people who are facing this question and even contemplating either just kind of giving up everything, giving up their lives, giving up their relationships, just trying to escape them, or also trying to end their lives as a way to solve their suffering. So this is a very important question.
这个问题呢，围绕着一个就是说，如果佛法讲我们要离我们的对这个欲望啊，我们不要有欲望，那不要有欲望，我们生活的目标，我们生活的动力到底是什么呢？是不是说，我们对所这个喜爱的东西，或是我们恩爱的这个对象，我们这个亲密的关系？这些是不是都要放弃？然后，那如果放掉了以后呢？那我们生活怎么继续下去呢？所以种种的这些问题，有许多人我也听到一些修行者，就是这些很，就是修行蛮深入的一些人，他会想到，到底应该怎么样处理自己的这个欲望啊？是不是？放弃一切，那有的人怎么样放弃一切呢？有人就说干脆结束自己的生命。那结束，那放弃一切以后呢？那到底应该怎么走下去？这些都是种种的问题都会产生。
And just to quote a passage from a sutra in which the Buddha addresses desire and how to deal with it. There's a sutra called. The Sutra of Complete Enlightenment. And Changhua Fashi, the director of the center, has been lecturing on the sutra for quite some time. So I'd like to just, you know, use it as a way to make a connection with their talks, and also just to, you know, have a citation, have a reference, so that we can see that the Buddha did address suffering in this way. And so there's a section in this sutra where the Buddha is addressing a question by Maitreya Bodhisattva. And the Buddha answers him by saying, this is from the Gatha.
Mm-hmm.
The Gatha, yeah.
Okay.
Maitreya, you should know that sentient beings cannot attain great liberation because of their craving and desire, which cause them to fall into the cycle of birth and death. If they can sever like and dislike, etc., they will accomplish the Buddha path.
那我现在想要跟大家分享一下，在《圆觉经》里，佛提到，对这个欲望，佛是怎么说的？那这是，这一章节呢是弥勒问佛，那有关这个欲望这个题目，那佛是这样说的，弥勒。如当知，一切诸众生不得大解脱，皆由贪欲故，堕落于生死。若能断真爱，给予贪嗔痴，不因差别相，不因差别性，皆得成佛道。
So we can see that the Buddha does address this topic and say that yes, he uses the terms the cycle of birth and death.Not being able to attain liberation here, but it just refers to the fact that sentient beings are immersed in states of suffering because of desire. To end this desire, to end this suffering, they have to cut off desire. And here it says, cut off like and dislike. So again, does that seem kind of scary to everyone? If Buddha said, cut off desire, then what do I do? Do I just...sit in my house all day, watch TV, or if I have desire, maybe no desire, then I wouldn't watch TV either. I'd just sit there. And does that mean waste away my life?
这里很明显的，佛说到，如果要得解脱，解脱生死，我们必须要断除爱，真爱，还要断除取舍。喜欢或者不喜欢，那这么讲的话呢，我们是，那我们真的是把这个欲望都切除掉的话呢，那我们做什么呢？我们坐在家里看电视，哎，我们如果没有欲望的话，我们可能也不会看电视，那么就坐在那里吗？那到底应该怎么处理呢？不然的话，我们是就这样子坐在那里，把生命都浪费掉了吗？
And actually, there are some stories.In the sutras of people who are called arhats. Arhats are people who have realized the state of mind where there is no suffering. We say they have realized liberation. And there are stories of some people who, after realizing this great freedom of mind, they actually did just sit there. They didn't have TV at that time, but they were sitting in their caves and just sat there.Until their bodies passed away and they entered into a state of what we call nirvana. So is the Buddha telling us that this is the way we should all practice?
事实上其实有记载一些已经证阿罗汉的一些大修行者他们已经断除这个所有的欲望能够得大解脱就是离苦得大解脱那这些人呢事实上呢真的就是每天就是坐在他们的这个山洞里面就是坐在那里一直到他们的身体啊死掉了然后就他们的这个就继续他们的这个神识就一直进入了这个涅槃的这个境界是有这样子的记载 那难道这是我们想要追求的一个目标吗？
So when hearing a teaching like this, we may feel that there may be a kind of subtle fear within us in which we don't really want to practice. Well, we want to practice, we want to be happy, but no desire. Well, that's not for me. I don't want to practice too much. So I'll practice a little bit. And it may seem that, well, in order to really practice to achieve arahatship, does it mean we have to become monastics? Does everybody have to become a monastic? And then nobody has families, nobody has kids, and all of a sudden the human race disappears. You know, is this what the Buddha's teaching?
Yes.
And then we may have
a kind of
fear. At least Bob is not afraid, which is good.
那你这么说，当我们修行到一个地步的时候呢，我们就会产生一种恐惧感。哎，怎么样继续走下去？因为如果我们走下去的话，我们是不是都要我们把我们这个家园都不用管了，我们就自己去出家了，然后变成一个出家众？然后呢，是不是这样走下去呢？那对我们这些自己心爱的人事物，是不是都一切都要放弃？那一般人走到这个时候呢，往往就有一种恐惧感，就不想走下去了，因为他们不知道该怎么继续走下去。很多修行者在这个时候会无形中就会有这样子的一些困扰出来了，心理还是。事实上周遭的一些人事物对他们来讲就会一些障碍出来了。
So I think in order to really understand the Buddha's intention, we need to look at what does it mean by desire, and in our lives, in trying to find the motivation for our lives. Desire, in terms of what the Buddha was talking about, desire which leads to sufferingThat's one direction. But we should also know that Buddha Dharma teaches of another kind of desire. You can call it a pure desire. And oftentimes you may hear in Sifu's teachings or in other teachings from Dharma Drum, and just in the Mahayana sutras in general, you see this word vow. And for those of us who are practicing Buddhists and we do morning and evening service, what do we have?We have these great vows, four great vows. And you could say this is also, it's a kind of desire, it's a kind of motivation, but we could say it's a pure desire. So for this Dharma talk, we can talk about how there's two aspects of desire, one which is pure, one which we could say is defiled or a polluted kind of desire.One of them leads to suffering, but one of them leads to this freedom, and leads to great compassion. So we can discuss this.
这个问题呢，要从这个方向来看，就是说，这个欲望的定义，还有我们生命的动力，这个两方向来看。那这个欲望呢？可以有两个方向来解释，一个是一种清净的欲望，一种是一种不清净的欲望。清净的欲望，在佛家的名词来讲，我们称它为愿，一种悲愿是一种清净的欲望。那不清净的欲望呢，它所造成的结果就是苦。那清净的欲望，也就是我们的愿，会引导我们走向解脱，最后我们变成菩萨道的行者啊，对众生啊，因为我们的愿力和悲愿来帮助所有的众生。
So in looking at the meaning behind desire and vows, I'd like to use the Buddhist explanation of these two terms. First, talk about it conceptually, and then we can talk about it in a way in which we can apply it to our daily lives as an attitude in our daily lives.
那在解释欲望和 愿力，我要先从这个这个观念上来解释他们。第二个，再从这个实践上啊，还有这个态度上来解释他们。
So when Buddhism talks about desire, use this word desire. Sometimes it even uses the word love. But the basic meaning is that desire is a kind of mental state which is, you could call it, defiled or polluted, or which leads to vexation. And in Buddhism, we have how many desires? Buddhism often divides desire into a few main categories, which are the tendencies that an ordinary person has. An ordinary person has five kinds of desires that Buddhism talks about. One being the basic desire for food. We all desire to exist, to continue our existence. So we have not only a craving for taste, but actually the craving to maintain our existence. And this is food to maintain our existence. Once a person's hunger is satisfied, once they feel that they will continue to exist, then the desire for sex will arise, sensual desires. After that, after one is satisfied these desires, one may have the desire to sleep, to be lethargic, to not have to use the body to do anything, to just be lazy and enjoy having nothing to do but sleep. Then one may get bored. One may find that one's not satisfied enough yet. So there's a desire for wealth, which includes all different kinds of material things, entertainment. And finally, we have the desire for fame. And fame may not be, just wanting to be famous, but actually even just receiving recognition. Ah, you did a great job. Ah, you're so good at this. That's recognition, a kind of fame. Maybe only one person's giving you fame or recognition, but it's still the desire to have this recognition from others. So we have these five basic desires that all ordinary people have, all of us have, which are desire for food, sex, sleep, wealth, and fame.
当我们讲到欲望的时候，佛经里提到，一般的众生呢，会有五种欲望，他把所有总刮起来有五种，这些都是我们一种身心上所需求的一些欲望。好，第一个呢是食物，每一个人为了生存，我们必须要吃东西，不然的话我们就没办法生存了，所以这是第一样。欲望。那当我们在这个食物这方面都满足了，这个欲望我们都满足了以后呢，我们就会对于这个性欲这种欲望会起来。那当这个欲望满足了以后呢，接下来的就是一种睡眠的一种欲望啊，因为我们想要休息，会这种累啊，这种都会来了，这种心态还有生理的这种反应都会来了，所以这个接下来就是睡眠的欲望啊，会希望满足它。那这三项都满足了以后呢，哎，我们就有时间去争取这个财力啊，这个钱财，这一方面的。那这个钱财当然也是包括一些就是一些物质方面的需求啊，这种欲望就会起来，我们就会花时间花精力去满足这些。那最后第五项呢是所谓的名，对于那这个名利的这种需求。这个名利并不表示要变成很有名的人啊，即使就是说你做一件事情然后被人家认可了，哦，你做得很不错，即使一个人认可你，这也是一种名，对名的一种欲望的一种满足。这些呢在佛经上来讲呢，都是一种 不清净的欲望会因为会导致我们走向苦的这种方向啊，就是所谓的食，再来就是色，然后是睡，然后是财，然后名，这五项。
Also, these five, this classification of desire in these five kinds, you could say this is more coarse desires. Coarse meaning a mental state that's quite agitated and seeking for things which are not refined, meaning by the next explanation I think you'll know the difference between coarse and fine. Whereas desire can also be referring to the desire of all of our senses, all of our six senses. And the six senses refers to what? Eyes, ears, or seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and also the sixth sense of mental activity, thoughts, imagination, dreaming. These six senses, or the desires of these six senses, we can say are finer in that even beyond these five basic desires, a normal person, a sentient being, has a craving for this information, constantly being able to receive new and stimulating information through the senses. So like right now, this Dharma talk, there's not many different senses that you can experience. You can experience hearing and seeing, but you know, I'm not moving too much, so maybe it's not so stimulating, so some people are getting sleepy or getting bored. Maybe I should dance every once in a while and everyone will look and kind of get excited and stay awake. But within this kind of environment, you can say that the senses that we can experience are few or not so stimulating. And so we may be craving for some more kind of stimulation, more activity, seeing something with like, maybe if we had just explosions going off during the Dharma talks, that would also be nice. It seems like all the movies we watch now, you know, have exploding cars. Most movies have exploding cars. And I don't think we have the technology for that now for our Dharma talks, but for the future, we can consider explosions and smoke and things. But ordinary people and sentient beings have desires for experience, sensation, and stimulation. Okay. So if you have questions, by the way, if you could hold on to them, and we'll save them for the end of the Dharma talk.
刚刚讲的那五种欲望哈，是比较粗的这种欲望。我所谓的粗是，就是说我们的这个心脑，就是脑的这个怎么讲，就是
浮动
啊，是比较粗的，就是比较这个急躁的啊，比较躁的一种，就是我们的这种所谓的心理的这种脑力。脑子这个心理的这种现象是比较粗的。那我们如果在气再往下这个更深的去看我们的这个欲望，就是比较细微的这种欲望，就是没有办法就是说很明显的让我们感受到的这些欲望啊。那这个细的欲望呢，是跟我们这个六根还有六尘有相关的，也就是所谓的我们的眼耳鼻舌身意所接触到的色声香味触法，这些我们所需求的这些欲望，这些是比较细的一些欲望。那就是说细，也就是说我们比较不容易觉察到的这些欲望啊，我们也都有这种渴望想要追求它。比如说呢，我简单说，像今天现在我们在听演讲，那听演讲呢，我们这个所谓的六根哈，我们所要接触的这些并不多，我们就坐在这里，对不对？也没有很多的这种让我们觉得兴奋的这些这个刺激的这个对象，让我们感觉啊， 或者是有什么如果我又坐在这边这样子就这样讲话，然后声音也很平稳，所以让大家没有感觉到说很兴奋，说不定我这样子动两下跳一跳，让大家觉得蛮有兴奋的哈，很兴奋，这样子看起来好像很有兴奋，很高兴，很激动。或者是以后呢，我们以后的这个佛法演讲啊，说不定背后啊放一些烟火，让大家这样听，让听听哈，抱一抱，那大家就觉得很有意思啊。也就是说，粗的啊，就我们刚说的这个吃饭啊这些，都是比较粗的。可是那细的那个追求，那种刺激，每天都想要更新的啊，更有趣的这种欲望啊，我们也都是在无形下每分每秒在追求的。
I think we also know the feeling of when someone else is talking and they keep talking, but we don't get to reply or we don't get to join the conversation, which is, can be similar with the Dharma talk, one person or two people talking for an hour and a half and you have to listen. Naturally, we have the reaction of we want to respond in some way, and if we can't, maybe our mind will just conjure up some way for us to be active and to have some kind of stimulation. And so beyond these five senses of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, our mind is constantly moving, constantly conjuring up some kind of stimulation for us. And so we have what we call all of these wandering thoughts or scattered thoughts. And this is also a kind of way for us to fulfill our desire for mental activity.
另外一个例子，比如说，通常一般的人喜欢就是在讲话的时候，在听人家讲话的时候呢，希望自己也有机会就是参与对方，这样子彼此他讲几句我讲几句，这样子以来以往的话。那像今天这样子的一个演讲，你通常大部分你们就坐在那里听我讲，对不对？没有什么这个很多的机会一起参与啊，共同讲的机会。这个时候呢，那你的这个眼耳鼻舌啊身意这些你所用到的这些六根呢，你用到的六根里面呢，你用到的机会大部分的根这些你都用不到啊，你没办法尝到我在讲什么啊，也然后看也不是没有很多的这个动很让你很刺激的这个地方，对不对？所以这个时候呢，我们很自然的哈，我们就会用我们的这个头脑呢，就开始制造一些让我们自己觉得很有趣啊，让我们能够继续坐下去听啊，我们就会自己脑子里就会想一些胡思乱想啊，一些想这个昨天发生什么事啊，或者未来应该做什么事啊，这些啊这个想前想后的这些想法就出来了。那主要的目标呢，就是要满足我们对这个坐在这里很无聊的这种感觉，啊，我们应该怎么处理它？啊，我们就用这种方法来处理。
I also thought of another method besides having explosions and fire, which is, I don't know if you've ever been to other religious sermons where people in the audience can respond. They say, "Hey," or "Yes," or "Praise Buddha," or "Praise whoever." And there's a kind of, it's very active and everybody's responding and you can move and you can clap and you can shout. And I thought about doing that here, but I don't know if everyone would be used to that, so I figured we'll think more about the fire and explosions.
刚提到就是放烟火啊，让大家很兴奋啊，听一场这个很特别的这种演讲哦，还有呢，我也想到其他的一些，有些这些其他的宗教啊，他们在这个怎么讲，就是开示的时候呢，其他的那个听讲的人可以反应的，比如说，嘿，好主意，或者嘿，就是马上就是回答了哦，或者是就上台就可以跳起舞来了。很多这种有些其他的这个宗教他就用这种方式，然后大家就很兴奋就参与这一场这个所谓的法会哦，那说不定我们也可以练习，就是说啊佛真好，这样叫一下叫两下啊，大家就觉得很有意思。
And I didn't bring this up to criticize any religion, but for some people, this way is you could say it's a way to satisfy the desire for activity, for stimulation, for response.
提到并不是要这个批评其他这些其他宗教有些他们是怎么样子做法会哈，而是就是说我们人有这种基本的怎么讲，就是想要满足自己欲望的这种很深的这种需求。
There's also another way that Buddha Dharma talks about desire. In an even more subtle way. And you may have heard that it uses the word nutrition. There are three kinds of nutrition that sentient beings or that ordinary people crave or need to fulfill. Have you ever heard of this? Three kinds of nutrition being, the first is the most coarse, you know, from coarse to fine. The first is the nutrition of food. You know, again, just food. The second is the nutrition or nourishment that we receive through contact. This again can be contact through the physical body, touch, and also contact through the senses. And the most fine, the finest kind of nutrition is that which is through consciousness. And this consciousness actually refers to the mental activity of sentient beings, being that consciousness, even referring to the activity of thoughts, like we feel the need to have to be thinking about something or have something going on in our mind, you know, I need to occupy my mind. These coarse thoughts are also what consciousness refers to. Even finer would be just a feeling of calmness, a feeling of ease within our minds, which is created by a certain kind of concentrated mental activity. But even finer, Buddha Dharma talks about sentient beings who abide in states where consciousness is so fine, they don't have thoughts, they don't have these coarse feelings or emotions, but their state of mind is so incredibly fine and so incredibly calm that they just maintain that state for a long period of time. In Buddha Dharma, this is referred to beings who abide in the realm of form or formless realms. I don't know if you've heard about this. Buddhism talks about heavens, actually. Not as being a permanent heaven, but as a realm where sentient beings have a life which is very fine, refined, subtle. And in the formless realms, there's just this refined state of mind. And this refers to the formless realm. And so this nutrition, or this need or desire for this nutrition of consciousness, is the most fine. And sentient beings in these realms experience this, but it doesn't also refer to only beings in the heavens, but for example a person in meditation, a person who is very skillful in meditation and able to enter into states of concentration where to them the environment doesn't exist for them. They don't feel the existence of their body. They just feel the existence of themselves, and the mind is completely calm, very lucid. For this person, they would be experiencing this formless state where for them nothing exists for them except this existence of themselves, and this is what this nutrition of consciousness refers to.
那讲再细一点的，佛经上提到，就是众生有这种 所谓的这个一种养分。那这个它所谓的养分分成三种，第一个一般讲就是所谓的饮食方面的啊，就是任何的东西它会让我们的身体能够维持下去的，这都属于这个饮食，所谓的饮食。第二个是触食，触就是接触的那个触。触食呢，包括身体上的，也包括这个我们的这感觉上的啊，感官上的啊，都属于这个所谓触食。第三个叫做视食，视就是意识的视，那个视哈，视食。但是视食里面呢，是属于我们这个心理的一些活动，心理上的一些活动啊，这都包括在视食里面。那众生，一般众生都对这三方面有这样子的一些需求，这些养分的需求啊。那前面的两个所谓的饮食和触食是属于在这个色界上的啊。那第三个呢是最细啊，让你更深入更细微的所谓这种欲望呢，是所谓这个无色界啊，无色界的这种欲望。无色界它这种人就是说，这种众生呢，他有的人是有的众生，这个是属于在天界上的众生，他们呢已经就是说能够入定到一个程度呢，对这个周遭环境还有他自己的这种众生的这个身体已经不存在这种没有这样子的这种执着已经不存在了哈。那他所存在的就是一种自我存在的这种观这种观念啊，他还存在着。所以这样子的众生不见得都是在天界的，在这个我们这个娑婆世界的这些一些修道比较高的一个层次的时候呢，他可以入定到一个阶段呢，也是对于周遭环境和自己的身体已经不存在了啊，也就是他那个定力定到这样子的一个深入的一个层次哈，他所感觉的就是那种很细微的一种对自我生存的这个欲望还是有的。
So we've just talked about how Buddha Dharma analyzes desire from coarse desires down to the very finest desires. And what the Buddha is talking about when he mentions that desire is the cause of suffering, the cause of revolving in birth and death, the cause of all the problems we experience, he's referring to these kinds of desires, which we can classify them all as being self-centered desires.
我们一直讲到现在，刚讲的就是先从比较粗方面的啊来解释我们的欲望，然后从这个粗的一直讲到很细微的一些对于这个生命的一些欲望啊，生存的一些欲望还有动力。那接下来要讲的就是说啊，最总观来讲呢，那这些欲望呢，为什么佛说会造成这个苦？那是因为都围绕着我们自我，所以就会有苦。
So when we think about desires and we hear Buddhist teachings about desires, we can take a look and see that all these kinds of desires are self-centered desires. We have this sense of self and this constant need to acquire. Whether it's acquiring material objects, acquiring affection, or acquiring even just states of peace, states of concentration. With the activity of mind based on these kinds of desires, there's this constant motivation to acquire and this ceaseless and insatiable pattern of desire in the minds of us ordinary people.
因为我们这些欲望都是围绕着自我中心啊，所以因为是以自我中心为出发点的，所以我们所一直都一直会不断的要去要求、去争取、要求啊，对满足我们身体欲望的一些人士或是一些关系，就一直不断的啊，为了要满足这个自我中心为出发点的这些欲望需求，就一直不断的提出更新更多的要求与欲望。
And to make this more concrete, we can just talk about, you know, our practical experience in our lives. You know, how does this play out in our lives? Self-centered desires. And when we look at just look at ourselves. We have a life, but what do we do with it? Well, at some point, we all ask ourselves, what do I do with myself? When we were younger, we didn't really have to think about it. Our parents took care of us. We just did what we were told, you know, sometimes. You grow up, you go to school, you follow what your parents say, you kind of just follow the whole program until a certain point in our life where we have to make decisions and we have to find our own direction. At this point, what do we choose? What is our direction?
从一个很比较实际的方向来讲，就是我们自己个人的经验来说，我们从小出生长大，我们小的时候呢，父母要我们怎么做，我们就怎么做。有的时候，那等到我们长到一个程度的时候呢，我们必须要对自己的生命做一种选择，到底应该要怎么走下去，我们就要面对这样子的一些问题，来思考，然后到底应该怎么走呢？
For myself, I think the first time I had to face this was choosing a college, choosing a university to go to. And what was my first choice? I don't want to go to college. What for? I'm already sick of studying. You want me to go to college again and do more studying? At that point, I didn't have any real motivation to study. And I just figured, well, I guess I should go to college. So everyone else is going to college, so I'll just go. And I kind of just picked something which sort of seemed interesting. The second time was after college, when again you leave the comfort of being directed by teachers, being directed by a program which is basically designed for you. And you can choose your classes, but you basically follow a program. The second time I had to face it was, okay, now what job do I do? What work should I engage in? And I remember there was some point which there was no particular direction or motivation. And I felt like just kind of a useless person floating in a void. You know, floating in my house from the couch to the computer, back to the couch, maybe to the backyard, dip my feet in the pool, back to the couch, just kind of floating aimlessly without real direction, without motivation. And this is part of my personal experience, and I think many people also, when faced with choosing a direction, are faced with this difficulty.
用我个人的例子来说，第一个我考虑到就是要做一个生命的选择，那个时候是第一个，就是我要选择到底要读哪一所大学。那个时候呢，其实我对于继续这个求学并没有很大的欲望，觉得干嘛还要再继续读书呢？好辛苦哦，我也不想要学什么啊，没什么动力。可是呢，所有的同学里面呢，大家都是这么做，那我也就照着大家一起去做吧，我就随便选了一个大学去读了。那读了以后呢，那另一个就把我当时那个时候的这面对的问题，人生的问题就解决掉了，对不对？反正大家怎么做就跟着做。 第二个这个问题又来了，就是我大学毕业了，那毕业了以后我该要怎么处理呢？我这个人生要怎么往下去走呢？对不对？你在大学里面呢，这一切的这个什么这些大学该读什么书、修什么课啊，什么都基本上都给你安排的好好的，学校老师都帮你说，你就修这些分啊，什么什么的啊，都等于说都设计好好的。那大学毕业以后呢，我现在要面对的问题就是，我要再找工作吗？那要找工作，要找什么工作呢？我对什么都并没有什么很大的兴趣，所以呢，也不知道应该要走哪个方向。所以那段时间呢，我这个人好像就是在伏在家里，不然就是在沙发坐一坐，坐无聊的，就到我的这个电脑前面玩一玩电脑，玩完电脑以后玩累了，然后就到那个外面去清理一下院子，院子清理完了又回到这个电脑面前玩一玩电脑，然后又在沙发上坐一坐，整个人就是这样子，好像一个浮尸一样的，这一点走到那一点，这一点走到那，好像这个没有目标的就在那里浮来浮去的。
I think some people may have this kind of condition. And you could say it's quite self-centered actually, because I was undecided, not sure, but really just thinking about myself in terms of, well, what should I do? I don't know. What do I want? I don't know. Other people may have the situation where they have dreams. And, you know, it sounds very positive. You should have a dream. Only if you have a dream can you really succeed in life. You have to have a dream.And some people may have this particular dream that I want to become something. I want to become someone to become powerful, actually. Some want recognition, like we talked about. I want fame. I did have a dream, actually, when I was younger, which may not be something special to you, but I wanted to be a motorcycle man. I don't know.I guess when you're a kid, you see people riding motorcycles and it looks great. And to me, that was a career, that was a life. So I want to be a motorcycle man. And maybe, actually, if you race like Supercross, you can make some big money doing that, actually. So that could be your dream. I want to race motocross and make big bucks and enjoy it. Some people have dreams, so they're motivated in this way.But also, if we look into this kind of dreaming, when a person dreams, is it self-centered? And much of the time, dreams, if we talk about them in this way, are also centered around me and what I can acquire from life.
我个人的经验其实我想一般人也会有的。并不是非常的特别。那问题就是说，可是这些都其实如果你仔细的想一想，都是一些比较就是自私，从自私的方点来看的，就是到底我应该要走什么方向呢？我应该做怎么样的工作啦？那一般的人呢，会想到就是对自己未来有一些梦想啊，会梦想说我将来要做什么什么，我将来要做一个非常有名的人，或者我将来呢要赚很多的钱，这些都是个人的一些对未来的一些梦想，这些梦想。其实我很小很小的时候也有一个梦想，我想要当这个骑摩托车的人，这是我最大那时候小的时候梦想，因为我觉得那些骑摩托车的那些人非常的这个很帅气啊，这样骑得好像很神气的样子。哎，其实现在电视上有一些节目也是要有，就是骑摩托车的人这边赚很多的钱，这样绕来绕去，对不对？很冒险的这些，说不定我也可以变成那样子的。就是说，不管怎么样，你的梦想是多完美，这些梦想呢，事实上都是围绕着以自我中心为出发的。
And so if we look at dreaming in this way, if a person dreams.From a self-centered perspective, you may say, so what's the big deal? What's so bad about pursuing a dream? Isn't that what life is all about? You have a dream, you pursue your dream. and you work on fulfilling it. But if we look closely at self-centered dreaming, the kind of dreaming which a person seeks to acquire something for themselves, in either way, this eventually leads to what we call vexation, or suffering, or disappointment. And if we just take that example of the person who races motorcycles because they want to be famous, or because they want to make money and fulfill themselves from this fame, recognition, and money and all the comfort that comes from that. If it works out, it's like great. If they win, it's great. Very fulfilling. Wow, to stand there with the trophy and to be able to, you know, have these beautiful women or men next to them while they're holding the trophy, and then, you know, what do you use? It's not wine, but it's champagne. To be able to shake the champagne and flip the top off, and wow, such a rewarding experience. But after that experience is over, you know, is that fulfillment still there? How many hours can you sit popping open champagne bottles or celebrating the winning of a game? Or how many hours can you bask in the fame that you're trying to seek for? Eventually, this kind of fulfillment passes. That's one condition. The other way would be that if a person is seeking in this way, or again, self-centered goals, if they don't get it, it's incredibly disappointing. And we all know the feeling of wanting to win so bad, and then we lose, and then what happens? We're destroyed. And some people may even give up their dream because of failure. I can't believe I lost that. I was so prepared. We spent months training, put all the money into souping up this bike. We even prepared all the champagne, and I lost. That may be incredibly discouraging, and this person is not fulfilled. So in this sense, this self-centered seeking always leads to vexation or disappointment.
可以说这个追求自己的梦想有什么不好的啊，是不是？那这个每个人就对很努力去追求这些，到底这个以自我中心为出发点的这些梦想到底有什么不好呢？那我们用那个就刚刚我提到的那个骑摩托车赛车的这样子的一个人来做例子。好，这赛车这个人呢，他做很长时间准备哈，他就希望能够赚很多的钱，也希望能够成名啊，希望能够成名赚很多钱以后呢，生活过得很舒适很豪华啊，让大家都觉得很羡慕他啊。那这样子一个梦想如果成功的话呢，那啊他很成功拿了一些这些奖杯啊，然后一些美女哈、绕着他，然后大家这个开这个香槟酒啊庆祝啊，你成功了，哎呀真高兴啊。那这样子这个经验，这样子这种感觉能够维持多久呢？你能够开香槟酒开六个小时吗？那六个小时以后还是那么兴奋吗？就这样子的，即使成功了，这样子兴奋，这样子的这种欲望能够满足你多久呢？那这些欲望消失了以后，这种身心的这种感受这种兴奋啊，就消失了以后，那是不是又要重新再来这个重复这样子的一种举动呢？那好，这是成功的一个现象。如果是不成功呢？如果你对这个梦想一直准备了很长的时间，最后失败了，那失败以后这种失落的感觉，这种失望，对自我失望感觉哦，要放弃啊、这些曾经做了这么多的准备的这些，为了想要完成自己的这个梦想，花了这么多的时间功夫啊、来受训练，最后又是失败。那怎么样去让你就是说这样子从自我中心产生出来的这种梦想失败以后，不是就是更让你能够更痛苦吗？
So if this leads to vexation, and the Buddha said the way to end suffering is to cut off desire, to end desire, it almost sounds incredibly pessimistic. Like if you don't dream, if you don't work towards this goal, then what do you do with your life? Again, it almost seems that we're left with nothing. It almost seems that people shouldn't race motorcycles. And if anybody here does, maybe you'd feel offended. Hey, I race motorcycles. Actually, my brother used to race motorcycles. But does it seem like we should stop doing these things? Does Buddhism tell us to stop? And actually, which brings us to the next part of talking about desires, talking about pure desires. And again, we use the word vows.
这些前面讲的这些例子，到最终都是让我们会有烦恼、受痛苦。这样子的意思是说，那佛是说，就把所有的欲望斩断，那就不要去幻想自己的未来，也不需要做任何事情，那我们就坐在那里，就什么都不做了吗？那这个，像这个，这个想喜欢这个赛车的这样子，就是摩托车的这样子人啊，不赛摩托车以后，那他做什么呢？就是我们就生命就这样子啊，什么都不做了吗？那接下来我要跟大家分享的就是佛法里讲的另外一种欲望，这个欲望呢，是所谓清净的欲望，也就是我们所谓的愿，是佛家提到的这个愿到底是什么？
12:30, right?
Yeah.
So with vows, we can say that as a practitioner, as a Buddhist practitioner, or as a person who wants to find fulfillment in life, we can choose our direction, choose our motivating force by making vows. And we can just discuss what vows mean. And you could say a vow, or the so-called pure desire, it's a motivating force, it's an intention, but it's a selfless intention. Or an intention leading in the direction of selflessness. And you can also call it a virtuous intention.
那佛法里面讲到的愿呢，对一个佛法的修行者，佛教徒来说，或者是对一些想要真正的找到生命的目标，满足自己这个生命的这个最深的一种目标，可以选做这样子的选择，对于这个生命的一些动力哈，做一种选择，就是说是一种不是以自我中心为出发点。而是在无私，就是我们所做任何事情呢，它的出发点呢，是一种是清净的。所谓清净，就是一种不自私的一种出发点。
What does that mean? A selfless intention or a virtuous intention? Again, upon first hearing it, to be selfless almost sounds like, so what? I don't exist now. So then, how do I have any sort of motivation? But again, in Buddha Dharma, this selflessness or this selfless intention is actually a motivation that comes from desiring or wanting to contribute to others, to contribute to the whole of existence, you could say, to contribute to others, to contribute to society. So this kind of intention, instead of being this self-centered kind of seeking, always wanting to acquire or fulfill something, a selfless intention or a vow is a motivation to do just the opposite, to give, to use ourselves, not to seek, but to actually give, to provide and to contribute.
那我们刚所谓提到的就是一种无私，就是不自私的，就是各种我们所做的一些事情是以无私的这种出发点。那佛教讲的无私是说 对于我们还是有这个欲望，我们的欲望呢不是以自我中心满足自我啊，而是我们的欲望想要能够奉献，能够借由我们自己奉献自己的身体、自己的其他的一些力量，能够帮助整个的这个社会，帮助他人，让他们能够得利，让整个社会能够得到安定，这样子的是。这是所谓的我们所谓的无私，就是不自私的，也是一种是一种这种动力，属于是一种善的一种动力，让我们能够不为自我而为他人服务，为他人奉献。
So we can still see there's a motivation here. There's a wish to use ourselves for the benefit of others. And for practitioners in Buddha Dharma, we talked aboutEarlier, this is the four great vows, which, for those of you who do this chanting in the morning and evening service, or who read Dharma, practice Dharma, these four great vows just encompass the whole spirit of selflessness, which are, within these four great vows, are a vow to deliver or to help innumerable sentient beings, a vow to end vexation,end our problems. I vow to master all different various ways to practice, various ways to help others. And the fourth one, I vow to attain Buddhahood. And with these four great vows, they may seem a little distant in a sense that they're saying, well, if I make a vow, I have to vow to liberate innumerable sentient beings, or vow to attain Buddhahood, vow to end all vexation.It sounds like an incredibly great task to undertake. But actually the spirit of these vows, you could say, is twofold. One is just the vow to practice. Practice meaning the vow to lessen our own vexations. That vow is that motivation, which keeps us going internally to lessen our problems. And the second aspect is the vow to...bring others this release from suffering, external, directed outwards, and again, has the spirit of giving, contributing. So the spirit of these vows is for ourselves, internally, for others, externally. And you could say for a practitioner, this is the basis, and this is the most fundamental vow.Which can motivate our lives.
那佛家讲这个愿，基本上呢可以从这个四弘誓愿里面，把所有的佛家所提到的愿力包括在里面。四弘誓愿是这四项：众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断，法门无量。誓愿学佛道无上誓愿成。那听起来这四个愿好像跟我们这个日常生活，我们这个小小的一个这个众生好像距我们这个很远很远。其实不是的，四弘誓愿的精神它包括由内由外两方向来说。这个愿呢，对我们自己本身在修行上来讲呢，是让我们能够越来减少我们对这个自我的这些烦恼，越来越少。经过我们自己的修行啊，我们能够朝着这四弘誓愿这个所里面所提到这个精神啊，我们去修行它。那对我们来讲，自己本身呢，在我们这个生命上的提升，还有修行上。会让我们慢慢的这个烦恼会减少。那另外一个方向是对于这个众生来讲，也就是对他人来说，让我们能够帮助，借由帮助他人，能够减少众生他们的一些这是属于这个不是是对外的一种方向来看的。也就是说，四弘誓愿是包括这个内在和外在 都包括在里面，对一个佛教的修行者来说。
And after hearing these vows, which we may hear all the time, we may have another kind of doubt arise and think, well, with these vows, does this mean this is the only vow I can have? The only vow I should have? And does it also mean that I eventually also have to become a monastic? I also have to leave home, and I can't do what I'm doing now or shouldn't?Or that I can't race motorcycles, or that the only way to deliver sentient beings and to achieve Buddhahood is to leave the home life, we may have this kind of doubt arise.
那听这些赤红誓愿，是大家朗朗能够上口的，那你会听到的。那如果你仔细再去想它的话呢？我们又会有一种疑问出来了。这个什么疑问呢？就是说，难道只有这四弘誓愿吗？其他的愿我不能够发吗？那还有就是说，如果我真的是要照着这个四弘誓愿这个里面所提到的这样子的修行的话，我是不是有一天必须要离家出就变成一个出家众呢？那如果我不变成出家众，我能够真的是得到解脱然后成佛吗？然后我必须要真的要放弃我这么心爱的这个对这个摩托车这个赛跑的这个欲望吗？这些种种的问题又都会产生了。
I myself chose to become a monasticI didn't race motorcycles before, but I did play guitar quite a lot. I was pretty good. But along the path when I was practicing before becoming a monastic, in which I don't play guitar now, I could actually, I just don't. I've chosen not to. But for someone who doesn't want to choose the monastic life, and again, that's not what vows mean, that in order to achieve these,goals of benefiting sentient beings, eliminating our problems and vexations. Again, it doesn't mean one has to become a monastic. So, along the course of practice, you may encounter a point where you think, so, do I have to give up playing guitar? Do I have to give up my relationships? Should I give up my family and go live in a hut? Should I give up motorcycle racing?We can use this example. Again, this question may arise. Should I give up what I have now? Should I give up what I'm now engaged in order to practice?
这些种种的问题基本上就是说，如果我今天真的是要发愿要好好的修行，真的有一天希望成佛的话，那我是不是要对一些事其他的事情要放弃它呢？比如说对我来讲，我选择走出家这条路，那我在还没有出家之前呢，我虽然没有说赛车哈，赛摩托车，可是我很喜欢弹吉他啊，我其实练得还不错，还其实弹得还不错，可是我出家以后呢，我选择不继续弹吉他，这是我自己的选择。其实我可以还继续弹，可是我选择不弹。那这问题就是说，到底我们是不是必须要放弃什么才能够成就什么呢？才能够真的我们要度众生，要减少烦恼，我们是真的要放弃很多就是我们以前所喜欢的恩爱的这些人事物呢？
And what's the answerFrom the perspective of Buddha Dharma, especially Mahayana teachings of the great vehicle, and it's a great vehicle in one sense, that for this path of a bodhisattva, we call a bodhisattva a great being whose vow is to benefit all sentient beings, help all sentient beings be relieved from suffering. A bodhisattva can still race motorcyclesSo yes, feel at ease. You can continue to race motorcycles. And we can take a look at What's the difference with the Bodhisattva's vow in racing motorcycles? How would Guanxin Pusa race motorcycles?
Very carefully.
Bob said very carefully. I imagine it's because of all the long clothing. That would be dangerous. So the first thing is to get a Bodhisattva racing suit.
那这个答案到底是什么呢？现在讲到就是佛法里面所谓的大乘佛法，大乘佛法所提到的是菩萨道的精神，修行的是菩萨道。那菩萨是什么呢？菩萨是觉有情的人的众生，他们的存在是为了要帮助所有的众生，为了要成就所有的众生。所以这个是大乘佛法所提到的这个所谓菩萨道的精神。那菩萨的愿呢，他在里面呢，为了要帮助所有的众生，其实他是可以赛车的。所以你们这些对赛车你有兴趣的人不要担心，你还是可以继续修学佛法。那这个一个菩萨他赛车应该怎么赛呢？那爸爸这个菩萨说要很小心，很小心是不是因为那菩萨穿的这些那个长长的这个袍子是不是很不方便骑车？那是不是第一个最需要的是要有一个菩萨赛车应该穿的衣服先给他设计出来？
And if any of you are good artists, I think this would be a great painting.To have Guanxin Pusa racing a motorcycle to emphasize the Bodhisattva spirit in modern day times. But just to talk about,
刚讲的这个大菩萨其实是观世音菩萨，好，那问题就是观世音菩萨，他如果要为了要成就这个赛摩托车的人呢，他自己也会变成一个赛摩托车的人。那这样子的话，这个画家来讲的话，这是一个很好的机会哈，画一个这个画像呢，就是观世音菩萨赛车骑在摩托车上这样子一幅画哈，那应该是大家会很喜欢，这是很新奇的哈。
But actually, the first thing a bodhisattva has to do is again have this correct attitude and use vow.So we can even use this example of racing motorcycles. How could you use racing motorcycles to benefit sentient beings? It seems like, what, you're just wasting gas, or you're just running in circles, right? Actually, for that one kind of person who has the dream, the self-centered dream of winning, of achieving fame, achieving comfort through racing. Again, we talked about how that leads to vexation.But what about the person who uses vows? Their purpose in racing motorcycles would be what? How can you benefit sentient beings by racing motorcycles? Okay, well we could take a look at it. In one way you could say, I vow to provide entertainment for sentient beings. On a very coarse level. I vow to entertain people, to be of service. A lot of people may feel down, so I can use this.Skill or use this sport to just uplift the spirit in some way of other sentient beings by providing entertainment, enjoyment. A second way could be I vow to help all those that I'm racing with also improve their own skills. Improve their skills in racing. Also, for those of you who have raced before, racing requires.Quite a bit of concentration, and yes, you have to be very careful. And from discussing with my brother and other motorcycle racers, it's a kind of cultivation for them where they can't be thinking about anything else besides what they're doing at 180 miles an hour. So for them, it's a kind of mental training as well as physical training. So a bodhisattva would vow to help improve or helpincrease the skill and concentration of their fellow racers. We can say this is part of it. Some examples.
那这个一个修行菩萨道的这样子的一个菩萨者哈，菩萨行者，他最重要的第一件事，最重要是他必须要有正见，他的这个做任何事情的这个动机必须是从正的方向来出发的哈。那就是用这个，比如说观世音菩萨化身变成一个也是一个赛车的这样一个人，他怎么样借由这个赛车来帮助众生呢？第一个呢，他发愿就是提供所谓的这个娱乐，让大家这些在这个受痛苦的众生里面，让他们的精神能够振奋，让他们能够感到欢喜啊，借由这个欣赏这个观世音菩萨赛车，得到一种好像疏解他这个身心的这种压力啊，暂时疏解他身心的压力。第一个，他能够让他们能够精神上能够有一种放松的一种感觉啊，这种愉悦的感觉。第二个呢，他会发愿帮助他这个周遭同样赛车的这些同事啊，能够帮助他们，让他们的这个在技术上能够向前走一步啊，能够，你知道这个赛车的人呢，我听我哥哥说，因为我哥哥他是也是赛车的人，他这样子的人呢，他必须要有很专注的这种他能够非常的专注，因为你在赛车在很快速的那个当时呢，你必须要很集中的，你稍微偏差了一下你就会受很大的这个伤害，所以他们就训练自己能够非常的专注，这个也就是也是一种修行，也等于是一种是对自己的这种身心上的一种修行啊，至少是一种定力上的一种修行。所以也可以说，如果观世音菩萨是一个摩托车的赛行者的赛车者的话，他会也会发愿要帮助他的一些同事啊，这样子的帮助他们。
And on a deeper level, a person who really wants to help sentient beings by racing motorcycles, again, for example, they can vow to uplift the character of all the people they're racing with, also uplift the character of all the people who are watching this sport. And how could they do that? Well, one way they could do that is leading by example. I think we know that with sportsmanship, you have different kinds of players. Those who can be quite angry, vicious, or even violent when playing a sport, when not winning, when engaging in this competition. Whereas a person who would like to lead by example, uplifting the character of the other players, can do so in a way in which they can race, they can compete.Without anger, whether it's on the track or off the track, the way they interact with the people they work with, the people that they're around, they can use their behavior, use their own personal practice and compassion to move these people, and just by interacting with these people on a daily basis can help these people also generate this attitude of practice.Also generate this mind of wanting to uplift their character, lessen their vexations, and generate this compassionate mind. So actually, whether it's through motorcycle racing, doing design, graphic design, writing, any career that you have, we could say as long as it's not harming sentient beings, merely by the way we interact with other people, other sentient beings,merely by leading by example, using a compassionate mind to race, to design, again to interact, we can move people, encourage people to practice, and in this way, you can say this is also delivering sentient beings.
Anyway.用更深层来讲，就是一个菩萨道修行者，他怎么样能够帮助众生呢？他是可以发愿提升就是他周遭的所接触的任何人， 他们的一些人的一些品质啊，那怎么样能够帮助他们来提升他们这些他们这个品质呢？那就是以自我这个自己的这个行为来作为这一种模范。比如说用这个赛车者来说的例子来说的话，有些人他输了这个比赛输了以后就很生气，然后变成很暴力啊，就是让你感觉就是很可怕啊，就他输的时候那种反应，对于这个输的这种现象的这种情形的处理的方式哈，非常的负面。那一个菩萨道的行者呢，他如果是一个赛车者的话呢，他怎么样用他自己的这个行为来改变他周遭人呢？比如说他如果是比赛输了，他可以就是很心平气和的接受这个事实不管是，然后对他周遭的人呢，他总是用一种平等心或一种慈悲心来感染他周遭的人，让他们也能够发起想要提升自己生命，提升自己本质这样子，然后走上修行的道路上，而更进一步的也能够让他们也发起这个想要帮助他们周遭的这些人的这些愿力。所以也就是说，不管你是一个菩萨道的行者上，不管你的职业是什么只要你的出发点，你的有正确的观念，而你的出发点不是以自我中心，而你所做的事不是伤害，没有伤害性的这样子的工作的话呢，你都可以以自己的行为作为一个模范来感染感动你周遭的人，让他们也能够发出善心来，让他们也能够愿意走上这个修行的道路上，然后更发这个菩萨道的这个发愿，能够行菩萨道，然后感动其他的众生。
And time is just about up, but I'd just like to finish with a very colorful example. And I saw a movie lately, and you may have seen it. It's called Surf's Up. It's actually a couple of years old already. To me, it's new. Surf's Up. Did you see it? It's a movie about surfing penguins. It's one of these animation movies. Excellent movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. There's some like Chan meaning in certain parts. But anyway, you have these penguins. They're surfing. And of course, they're competing with each other. It's a surfing competition. And we can say that there was one bodhisattva penguin who through his surfing, he displayed his bodhisattva spirit and actually uplifted his character and others' character. At the end of the movie, there's this, you know, bodhisattva penguin. And he's surfing, he's doing pretty well, he's doing good. And then there's like this, you know, the bad guy in the movie, the big bully. I think his name was Z. This huge penguin, really mean, and he has like this Z on his chest. And there he is, like racing. And he's also, you know, he's an incredible surfer. And he starts chasing after this chicken. There's a third one. There's actually a surfing chicken. Great. And this chicken is also, he's like totally relaxed. He's like just the cool guy. So relaxed. He's just surfing and like, whoa, just enjoying himself. Here comes Z. He's just about to, you know, knock off this chicken. And then the bodhisattva penguin actually stops Z. Bodhisattva penguin, he could have won the race. He could have beat the chicken. He saw the chicken was in danger and he jumped in front of Z and prevented his chicken competitor, his buddy, the chicken, from getting knocked off. And eventually, actually, the chicken won. Chicken won the surfing competition. And actually something terrible happened to Z and the other guy. We won't get into that. But the spirit of this bodhisattva penguin was actually through his surfing. He let go of his concern, his self-centered concern to win, and actually protected another sentient being and allowed this other sentient being to win the race. And leading in this way, leading by example in this way, this bodhisattva penguin moved the masses and showed everyone the spirit, the true bodhisattva spirit of surfing. And to see it, you can go rent it tonight and see it for yourself. This is an example of using vows, using any kind of activity with a mind of vows to benefit sentient beings and have direction in life.
时间到的话，我想最后结语用一个很有色彩的一个例子。事实上，就是我看了一个这个，等于是说一种 animation 是卡通啊，漫画一个电影，它叫做《冲浪》啊。那这个《冲浪》里面呢，有三个角色。第一个就是一种所谓的重点讲的这个就是一个菩萨的弃儿啊，他呢，他冲浪冲得很好。那里面呢有一个就是就是说另外一个弃儿呢，他是他表现的就是一种负面的哈、一种行为。比如说大家一起在冲浪在比赛的时候呢，那其中有第三个这个冲浪比赛者是一个鸡啊。他也在那冲浪，就三个人，就三个一个妻儿，两个妻儿一个鸡，这三位众生就在那里冲比赛。那突然呢，这个另外一个妻儿呢，不是菩萨妻儿，是叫 Z 妻儿的哈。这个 Z 妻儿想要去伤害这个鸡妻儿，鸡这个冲浪的这个鸡哈。所以那个，这个菩萨的这个弃儿呢，就看到了，然后就当下马上就为了要保护这个鸡啊，不受到这个 Z 弃儿的伤害呢，他就转过来，然后就跟着这个挡着这个 Z 弃儿。那因为他转过来挡着这个 Z 呢，所以他比赛他就等于是落后了。所以到最后比赛的结果是这个鸡他赢了这场冲浪的比赛。那这个整个这个过程呢，我就很明显的表示，就是说这个菩萨行者这位菩萨弃儿呢，他当时看到为了要帮助这个鸡这位众生呢不受到伤害，他放弃了自己赢的这个比赛这个机会为了要照顾他。所以这个就是一个很好的一个例子。当我们这个行菩萨道上的时候呢，我们的出发点不是以自我中心为出发，不是以满足自我的需求、欲望的需求、想要赢这场比赛的这种需求，而是为了要帮助众生、感化众生而来做的一举一动，都是以这样子为目的的。所以这个卡通片呢，我很鼓励大家呢回去能够借来看看哈。事实上就会让你知道怎么样用以身为作者来行菩萨道是怎么样一个做法。
你这样子就会有生命的动力。
而且呢，如果你是这样子为出发点的话呢，你就会更有对生命的目标，还有生命的动力就会更光亮。然后因为你的动力不是以自我中心，而是为了要帮助更多的众生。
Okay, since we've already gone over time, I don't think we have time for questions, but afterwards I'll be around. So those of you who would like to chat, we can continue to chat and talk about surfing penguins if you like.
Thank you.